We're going to continue actually from where we left off yesterday and continue with this remarkable passage at the end of which we're told that all of this is part of the wisdom revealed by God. So I'll read the whole passage here from 25 onwards. Your Lord is best aware of what is in your minds. If you are righteous, then indeed he was ever forgiving unto those who turn unto him. Give the kinsman his due, and the needy, and the wayfarer, and squander not thy wealth in wantonness. Truly the squanderers were ever brothers of the devils, and the devil was ever an ingrate to his Lord. But if thou turn away from them, seeking mercy from the Lord, for which thou hopest, then speak unto them a reasonable word. And let not thy hand be chained to thy neck, nor open it with a complete opening, lest thou sit down rebuked, denuded. Truly thy Lord enlargeth the provision for whom he will, and straighteneth it for whom he will. Lo, he was ever knower, seer of his slaves. Slay not your children, fearing a fall to poverty. We shall provide for them and for you. Lo, the slaying of them is a great sin. And come not near unto adultery. Lo, it is an abomination and an evil way. And slay not the life which God hath forbidden, save with right. Whoso is slain wrongfully, we have given power unto his heir, but let him not commit excess in slaying. Lo, he will be helped. Come not near the wealth of the orphan, save with that which is better, till he come to strength, and keep the covenant. Lo, of the covenant it will be asked. Fill the measure when ye measure, and weigh with the right balance. That is meet and better in the end. O man, follow not that whereof thou hast no knowledge. Lo, the hearing and the sight and the heart, of each of these it will be asked. It's a very, very powerful. In the Arabic, I'll just read it for you. Kullu ula'ika kana anhu mas'ula. And walk not in the earth exultant. Lo, thou canst not rend the earth, nor canst thou stretch to the height of the hills. The evil of all that is hateful in the sight of thy Lord. That is part of the wisdom whereof thy Lord hath inspired thee, O Muhammad. And set not up with God any other God, lest thou be cast into hell, reproved, abandoned. That's verse 39, and I'll just read the Arabic for you. ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملؤوما مدحورا. So the implication here is that, well, one doesn't know how much of what ذلك refers to of the previous verses. This is from that wisdom that your Lord has revealed to you. So it could be right from the very beginning of the chapter. But this is an extraordinary chapter, the Surah Al-Isra. So many profound verses in it that one really feels that the whole surah has to be included in anything that we want to call the essential Quran. But in any case, we'll continue with this reading tomorrow, inshallah.